We bless you, Jesus. We thank you. So thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for every young man, every young lady here today, Father. For the hope to know you better, Father, even through all of our weaknesses, Lord, your love and your blood is always extended towards us, Father. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor, Lord Jesus. We praise you so much. We thank you. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for our prayer language, Father. Thank you. That we can lean on Jesus' bosom anytime we want to. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. Hallelujah. I want to share something with you today that's been on my heart with my own children. Many times, talking to pastor, me and pastor, people don't... And I'm going to ask you guys, please, with all your heart today, just really pay attention. I want to help you with your walk with God. And I beg you today, please, you know, cut your cell phones off, please, pretty please. Don't text. Just give me a little bit of your time that I won't keep you long. And a little bit I want to go into some worship. But I know there's some instruction for you that God gave me first for my family, for my own kids. I know today I came to church a couple hours early and just began to pray and read my Bible. And I looked up and I seen a little kid on a bike going real fast on his bike. And the little kid looked towards where I was at in my truck. He didn't know I was in there. And the little kid that was going on the block was my son named David. And I seen the little kid. I didn't know it was him at first, but I noticed the features. I said, that's him. And I said, no, that can't be David because he knows better. He was running real fast. It didn't make a stop at the stop sign at all. Had a green jacket. Didn't stop at all. He just went right through the stop sign. And so as a parent, you look and see if any cars are coming. So I took off in my truck. I knew what I was going to do to him. I knew what I was going to do. And he seen me and immediately his eyes were like this. He said, Grandma said I could. So Grandma, they're going to take the beating you're fixing to get, son. So I thought. So I got next to him in my truck and took him all the way over here by himself. And I drove him all the way to the house. When I said, go to the room. And I looked at him and he was crying. And yeah, I could have spanked him as a parent, absolutely right. But I looked at him and I felt the Holy Ghost instruct me. Tell him what he did wrong. So I took a deep breath. I heard the inward witness, God's instruction, and I said, son, I'm not going to spank you. You know, he thought he's going to get it. I ain't going to spank you. Okay. I said, look at me, son, look at me, and don't turn around. You look at me. I said, you know I love you? Yeah. What do you think it would have done to me, son? You crossed the road and didn't even look why. He said, I forgot, Dad, just like that. What do you think that would have done to me, son, if you would have crossed the road and a car would have run you? What do you think they could have done to you? They could have killed me, Dad. I said, what do you think that would have done to your dad? And he looked at me crying. He said, I would have broke your heart, Dad. I said, yes, son. You would have broke my heart. Because I'm your dad. I'm not getting on to you to be mean with you. I'm your dad. Listen to me. My kids that are here, listen to me. I said, yes, son. I'm here as your dad to protect you, man. Sometimes I'm going to tell you to do things and not to do things that you're not going to like, David, Quentin, Elijah, Nathaniel. But I'm your dad. I'm here to protect you. What do you think he would have done to me, David? Had they run over you and you died, son? He said, Dad, I would have broke your heart. I said, yes, son. My heart would have been so broken. And all I could see was him going as fast as he could on his bike and not even stopping at the stop sign. I wanted to beat my mother-in-law, too. Because she let him. I said, what do you think they would have done to me, David? And he looked at me with sincerity. I even felt the Holy Ghost. I felt God in that conversation with a 7-year-old kid. What do you think they would have done to me, David, if you would have gotten run over right in front of my eyes, son? He said, Dad, I would have broke your heart. Yes, son, it would have broke my heart. And he came to me and he hugged me and he gave me a kiss. I said, don't do it again, son. I won't, Dad, I promise. Big old eyes, I won't do it because he knows what's coming. That's why it's so vital in our life to our first reaction, 9 times out of 10, is usually the wrong reaction. That's why you got to take a deep breath and listen from within to how the Lord would have you handle a situation. I'm going to beg you tonight. I'm going to beg you. If you can, please don't get up. I'm not going to keep you long. I promise I'm not. This is for my kids, for Quentin, Elijah, Nathaniel. Judy's not here. She had to go to the mercy room a little while ago, but she's fine. This is to my kids, but it's also to you. This is to you because you're carrying a child. What an honor and a blessing. And one day you're going to, everything that I'm going to teach tonight, hopefully you grasp it and you carry it with you to raise your child in the ways of God. And you're going to like it tonight. You're going to like it. It's going to be geared a lot towards parents, but and this is a youth service, not a parent night, but we have some parents here. People are always welcome. But I want to read something to you. And I beg you, please, especially my kids, my own, I beg you with all your heart tonight, listen to your dad. Listen to me. I beg you. I beg you to listen to me. I double dog dare you to listen to me tonight. I'm going to read something to you. To my kids, to Quentin, to Elijah, to Nathaniel, as my biological kids, would you say, Quentin isn't your blood? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You might see him as adopted. I don't. I have a daughter that I was there when she was born. She's 28 years old. And I can say this because I have her permission. I've known my whole life that she was not my daughter, my biological daughter, my blood. I knew that since she was born. I knew it. But I raised her, knowing she wasn't my daughter. And this year, last year, we finally took DNA. That's when I got real sick. I was thinking that I might have died at that time. So I said, I got to tell my daughter that she's not my daughter. So I told her who her real dad was, and we took DNA. And what I've known forever was true. She wasn't my daughter. She belonged to somebody else. But you know what? It didn't change a thing. We were closer now, me and her, than we have ever been in our lives. I've raised two kids that aren't my biological kids. And when Christians say that you can't love somebody that's not your blood like your own, they're crazy. Obviously, they don't know who Jesus Christ is. Because I got two that aren't my blood, but they are my blood, and there ain't nothing I wouldn't do for either one of them. But I want you to listen to me tonight. I won't keep it long, but I promise you, I beg you, if you can, do not get up tonight. It won't be long, but I beg you, you'll be blessed in what I'm going to teach you tonight through the wisdom of God. It'll be so simple you'll be able to understand it. It's Ephesians 6. Listen to me carefully, I beg you. Moms, dads that are here, listen carefully. Elijah, Quentin, Nathaniel, Miss Rosie, my wife, listen carefully. And I beg you again, Quentin, I beg you, Elijah, I beg you, Nathaniel, listen to your dad tonight. Listen to your dad talk through the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 6. I still can't forget seeing David cross that road without looking to the left or the right. I still can't forget looking at what could have been. And people drive fast down that road. What could have been? I said, David, what do you think would have happened to me, son, if you would have got run over and killed? He said, Dad, I would have broke your heart. Yes, son, you would have broke my heart. Listen to the words of the Lord. He says, children, listen, I beg you to listen to me. I beg you, listen to me. Listen to me, I beg you. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Listen to what the writer wrote, Paul, the great Apostle Paul. He said, children, Mercedes, Harry, Deidre, Mercedes, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Deidrin, obey your dad in the Lord, for this is right. Renee, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Homer, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The writer says, children, Ashton, obey your mom in the Lord, for this is right. He says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. What do you think the key word is there in verse 1 of chapter 6? Children, obey. Listen to me. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Do you think, I'm talking to Quentin and Elijah and Nathaniel, that I would ever, ever in my life say something that would endanger you? Everything that I say to the best of my ability, everything that I do is for your betterment, Elijah, Quentin, and Nathaniel. I know I'm not the perfect dad. Never claimed to be. But the Bible says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Is honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now I read two verses there. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The key word there is obey. Listen to me, I beg you. I beg you to listen. And it says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. I read two verses. First one said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The second one, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. How were those two verses put together? Now, I'm a teacher of the word. If I'm going to ask you a question, then the answer is just somewhere in what I just read. If he told me and you to honor our fathers and our mothers, how do we honor our fathers and our mothers according to verse 1? By what? Quentin, Elijah, and Nathaniel can't honor me, can't honor their mother if they don't obey us. In fact, if they don't obey us, they don't honor us, but they dishonor us. This is the thing, and I'm not talking about anything specific. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. They can't honor me lest they obey me. If they obey me, then they honor me. This is the thing. I'm sure there's things all of my kids do behind my back. And I don't want anybody in here saying, he's talking to Quentin. No, I'm talking to my kids. Not one of my kids is perfect, and I've never claimed that they're perfect. I'm sure there's things that they all say behind my back that I know are wrong. I'm sure there's things working in their hearts that I wish they wouldn't be there. I heard David cuss one time. He'll say, oh my God, guess what? Your little grandkids and your kids, they cuss too. And he cussed and he told on himself, well, Elijah does too. That's fine. That doesn't startle me. There hasn't been one person in here that hadn't struggled with their kids at one point or another. Starting from Pastor Bronk to myself. But their result is remarkable, though. You really don't know how good you did raising your kids until they turn 18. When they turn 18, you'll find out how well you did with them. But listen to this. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, they can't honor me lest they incorporate verse 1, lest they obey me. But this is the thing. They could do things behind my back thinking that they're being slick. There might be things you do in your life behind your parents' back thinking that you've gotten away with it. Thinking that all is well, they didn't find out. All is well with me. All is well. Verse number 3. I'm going to read it to you again. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Listen to this now. Listen to this. I'm sure there's things that my kids have done that have been wrong. Sometimes they think they get away with it and they lie to me eyeball to eyeball. I know when you lie to me. I know. I'm not a gullible parent that doesn't think their kids don't do anything wrong. I know some parents that I've seen their kids do stuff, seen it with my own eyes, and you tell the parent and they think you're crazy. I've learned you don't tell anybody about their kids because all it does is gender strife, because everybody's kids are perfect to their parents. But I pray a little too much, though, to believe that my kids are perfect. So I don't tell anybody about their kids, because what they do is you tell them. I've seen stuff with my eyes that I go with good intentions to parents and say, I've seen this. The parent goes and asks the kids. The kid says, I didn't do it. There you go. I'm a liar. So I don't say nothing no more. Listen to this. Listen to what the writer's saying. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your mother and your father, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, here we go. This is the part that you have to hear. This is the part that you have to grasp. Because every kid that I know that does not honor their father and their mother is going through a hell of a time right now. Why? Because it's a biblical thing. This is sanctioned, sealed, and approved by God the Father to every. This is for me too, because I have a father. And I'm to honor my dad no matter what he's done. No matter what marriage he broke up, I'm to honor my dad to the day that I die. And you're to honor your dad to the day that you die. And you're to honor your mom and your dad, Aston, to the day that they die. So are you, Renee. So are you. Every single one of us has been commissioned by God the Father to obey our parents in the Lord. We're called to honor our father and our mother. Listen to this. You might think you fool me. You're not fooling me. You're breaking my heart. You're breaking now. David knows better than to do what he did today on his bike. And he had gone out and got run over. He disobeyed his dad. He could have gotten killed today. I would have been mourning and crying right now. But listen to what the Bible says. I beg you. I beg you to listen. I beg you to listen. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, we've established that you honor your father and your mother by obeying them. Verse 3, this is what happens to a believer, to me or to you that has a parent. This is what we get in life. Verse 3, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. This is what we get when we honor our fathers and our mothers in God. That it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. The Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, makes us a promise. Homer, if you honor your father and your mother in the Lord, said it will be well with you, and you'll live a long life. Kids that I know that disobey their parents are living a miserable lifestyle. Because if my kids obey me in the Lord, then they're obeying the Lord. And if they're honoring me in the Lord, they're honoring Him. And if they're honoring me and they're honoring Him, they're obeying me. And in obeying me, they're obeying Him. And the Bible says that it will be well with you. Not only did you listen to your parents, but you listened to God. He makes a promise. Listen to me. There's not one lie in this book. There's no lying in this book. He said, you will live your life, you'll live it well. And you'll live a long life if you honor your mother and your father, if you obey your parents in the Lord. Because in obeying, when quitting and Elijah and Julie and Nathaniel, David and Priscilla, if they honor me and the Lord, they're honoring my covering. My covering is the Lord. If they honor my wife, they're honoring my wife's covering, which is the Lord. And what does a young woman and a young man get when they honor their parents? It's well in their life because the blessing of God is on their life. And they'll live a long life. But on the other hand, if you can't honor your dad, if you can't honor your mother in the Lord, it won't be well with you. And you will not live a long life. Your life can be cut short. How? Could be murdered. Drug overdose. Streets can get you. You can ride a bike knowing that it's wrong. Rob a bank. I'm a dad up until my last breath. I have 6 kids to raise. And my heart breaks and it cries sometimes. Some decisions that are made because I know that if my kids don't listen to me and God, it won't be well with them. And their lives will be cut short. Are you honoring your father and your mother? In God, do you hate them or despise them? Do you do stuff behind their back thinking you're getting away with it? You're not hurting them. You might be breaking their heart, but you're hurting yourself. You're cutting your life short, and you won't receive the blessing of God in your life. That's pretty cut and dry. Now, it's time for me to be corrected by God's word. It's time for my wife to be corrected in God's word. It's time for Ms. Gay to be corrected in God's word. It's time for Memon to be corrected in God's word. It's time for Barbara to be corrected in God's word. Listen to me, guys. Listen. He doesn't stop there. He said, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. But you, Father, but you, Homer, but you, Miss Gay, but you, Miss Barbara, but you, Miss Rosie, but you, Mimi, but you, Miss Sharon, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, to anger, but bring them up, Genevieve, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Now, a lot of parents, even in this church, they're mad at their kids for stuff that they've done. But I say the parents are at fault at many a times in the lives of their kids. He said, parents, bring your kids up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Dad, sit down with your little one. Open up the scriptures and read to them. Dad, bring them to church. Let me tell you one thing right now. Julie's 20, Quentin's 17, Priscilla's 26, Elijah's 17, Nathaniel's 13, David's 7 or 8. In my house, as long as I'm buying the groceries, my kids are coming to church. If I can make them get up and go to school in the morning, brush their teeth, and make sure they're at school on time, they're going to come to church at least twice a week. That's what I ask of them, twice a week. Give me 2 services. Sunday night's included in one of them. But you're going to give me 2 services. Now, I know they're tired, sports, homework, and all that. I understand that. But God's telling us as parents to bring our kids up in the training and admonition of the Lord. It's my job, my desire, my love. And I failed the last 2 or 3 months because I'm so tired from work that I don't want to sit down with them for 30 minutes and read the Bible. But because Alex knows we have a very job that gets the best out of us. And I felt the last 2 or 3 months, and I felt the Lord call me to every night to gather my kids, to hold hands and to pray for my kids every single day, but I haven't. But I'm starting tonight. See, my little son could have lost his life today. I could have been up here crying, and I would have preached. I said, what would you have done, David, if that car, son, why didn't you stop at the stop sign? He said, I forgot, Dad. Y'all know how goofy David is. He said, I forgot, Dad. I said, what do you think it would have done to me, son, if you would have got run over and killed? He said, Dad, I would have broke your heart. Yes. God, you would have broke my heart. To one of my kids the other day, I said, do you know why I didn't let you do what you asked me to do? It's because I am your father. I make the decisions that are best for you, whether you like them or not. It's up to you to listen to my wisdom. And I promise you, if you listen to your mom and to your dad, you'll live well here on earth. And you will live a long, long, prosperous life in Jesus. Now, fathers and mothers, we have a responsibility and a commandment from God the Father to bring our kids up in the training and admonition of God. How so? Living right in front of them. More than anything. More than anything. More than anything. But sitting down with them. And daddies. And I'm real proud of my real good friend, man. I consider him a real close friend. His daughter's an elite softball athlete, but he's been bringing her to church. Now, daddies, I'm a daddy. Hug your little girls. Tell them how beautiful they are. Because if we don't do it as daddies, there'll be a young man out there one day that will whisper in their ear and win them over. I tell my daughters I love them every single day. I tell my boys I love them every single day. And I promise you, Quentin, I promise you, Elijah, I promise you, Nathaniel, the decisions that I make for you are because I love you. And it would break my heart if something ever, ever happened to you. It would break my heart if something happened to you. Now, I can't make you listen to me. I can't make you obey me. I can't make you honor me. That decision is going to be completely up to you. But I promise you this, if you don't obey your dad and you don't honor your dad, you're cutting your life short. This is what you do. First kids and then parents. This is what you do when your mom and dad ask you, Ashton, Renee, Harry, this is what you do when you habitually disobey your parents. You open up the spiritual door where all of hell can come in and have their absolute way with you. The devil says, yes, there's another. Open that door, Alex. Hurry up. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly. There's a door open right there where Satan says, yes. I'll turn the light on. Cut the light off. He says, yes, there we go. There's one right there. That isn't listening. All I see is Alex's teeth. Smile at me, baby. The devil says, there's one right there. He don't listen to it. Mom, I'm going to go and I'm going to torment him. And there ain't a darn thing he can do about it. So, young people, if you're here today and you don't feel you have to honor your father or your mother, you are free game for Satan to come and to take your life from this earth. But on the contrary, if you obey your mother and father and God, you're obeying God. And you'll live well. And you'll live a long life. Now, fathers, me, Barbara, Sharon, Ms. Gay, Ms. Rosie, Mammy, he says, and you, fathers, bring up your children in this training and admonition of the Lord. I know parents right now whose kids are going through hell. People in our church, a kid will do what his parent does. If the parent isn't praying, 9 times out of 10, he won't make the kids pray. If a parent isn't attending church consistently, 9 times out of 10, neither will the child. If the parent talks negative, 9 times out of 10, so will the child. If a parent walks in strife and envy and suicidal and depressed, 9 times out of 10, so will the kids, because that's the Bible that they're reading. They're reading their parents. If daddy cheats on mommy, daddy's teaching his little ones to cheat on their future spouses and wives and husbands. It's not what we say, it's how we live in the midst of our kids. It should be our desires as parents, our heart's cry. Listen, it would kill me if one of my kids died before me. It would kill me. I'm supposed to die first, not them. It would kill me mentally if one of my kids was to go home before me. I want to go home first. I want to go home first, not my children. So heed this warning. You heed this warning. Honor your mother and father. Obey them. Why? So it can be well with you. So that you may live a long, long life. If not, you will cut your life short. Those aren't my words. Those are words of a true man of God. Those are words of the Holy Spirit. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your mother and your father, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live a long life. Fathers, raise up your, do not cause your children to wrath, but bring them up home in the training and admonition of the Lord. We're all accountable here. We're all accountable. And though I have been real tired from work and haven't really incorporated it consistently for the last 2 months, I got to start again no matter how tired I am. Parents, pray for your kids. Get together with mama and with the baby and with the kids. And you don't have to be a Bible scholar to pray. Just pray your heart. Pray God's protection over your children. This is how I pray over my kids. In case you say, I don't know how to pray, well, I just say, Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for my kids. I thank you, Lord, that there's angels that surround my children, pushing back every force of darkness. I thank you, Lord, that my daughters will never be raped, will never be molested. I thank you that my boys will live a long life and honor you, Father. I thank you, Father, that my fig trees bear fruit. I thank you, Lord, that I hear your wisdom in raising my children. I thank you that my boys won't leave this earth premature, but they'll live to fulfill their calling in you. And I praise you and I worship you, Jesus, that they may see you in me, Lord. A little prayer that I pray with my kids. And then I pray for Quentin's grandma, Miss Ali, good lady. Pray for my son-in-law, Adrian. Pray for my niece, Jordan. Pray for my dad all the time. People whose kids are going through hell right now. They're so blind and walking in so much darkness that they can't even see the importance of bringing them to church. Christians that have made mistakes, that have tormented families. People that are forgiven. But some mistakes take years to recover. Years to recover. Told my wife, and I'm done in a few minutes. I asked my wife to marry me 20-something years ago at a Red Lobster. I'm almost done. It surprised her. But they brought a cake to us that said, will you marry me? She started crying. They brought the cake. She didn't know what was going on. And the, They put the cake on the table and said, "Will you marry me?" She started crying. I remember that day, that ugly look on her face with that pretty finger ear. She said, "Yes, I'll marry you." I didn't have a ring. I had to borrow my ring to somebody else to put on her finger. She married me. But I told my wife this. And really, I'm not going to apologize for this to anybody. Because I know there's certain people in our body that have gone through divorces. And I'm not judging anybody, but I'm bragging on God. And I'm not going to apologize for this next statement. I won't apologize for it. But when I put a ring on her finger, I said, the day that we get married, I will never touch another woman. I will never break up what God put together. I will never let another man raise my children. You'll be the only woman I touch till the day that I die. And I've kept that. Pretty easy. Yeah, it was easy. In God, everything's easy. I see what divorce has done to people. I see how it devastates the kids. I asked Elijah one time, the son, what if I ever cheated on your mom? He said, Dad, I don't think I could ever love you. I don't think I could ever forgive you, Dad. And we know that's not the will of God. We know that. But decisions like that traumatizes our youth, our kids. I hate divorce. I hate it so much. I was a product of divorce. Maybe that's why I hate it so much. I hate it. I despise it with a passion. It's a greedy, selfish decision. Especially when there's kids involved. Whatever happened till death do us part? I'm called to bring up my children in the ways of God, and you're called to obey your parents. Do what's right, man. I know some of your dads might not have been dads. Then to me, my dad wasn't a good dad to me. But there's not a clause in there. I'm called to honor him to the day I die. I'm not the perfect dad. Got a lot of growing up to do. But I know what can mature me. That's his word. And I've been so blessed to have people in my life. You know, Deidre's gotten so close to me. Mackenzie's real close to me. Actually, Renee, they don't count. But I've been so blessed. You know, Jonathan's real close to me. Jonathan don't count either. I've known him forever. So he was a little kid. Dustin, people are close to me. And I want to teach y'all something today. Honor your parents. Because today they're here. And tomorrow, they're gone. Eddie's been a blessing. Deidre and Mackenzie, all them boys moving on. Jonathan's moving on. Jimmy's moving on. That's our next kids right behind you there, Alex. And we got a mentor and tutor. Four or five young men there that Carl brought in. I keep saying that I'm never going to get close to anybody again because I wanted to move. First it was Fat Waz. Everybody remembers Fat Wazlet? To Mario, and they said, I ain't going to get close to nobody. Then Aaron, and then Carl, Alex, and Renee, now Deidre, Mackenzie, Jonathan, now they're about to go. I guess I'm here stuck in this town till the day I die. But I'm done here, my friends. Children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor your mother and your father, which is the first commandment with promise. That it, listen to me, that these are your words and my words, that it may be well with you and that you may live a long life. When my children disobey me, they break my heart, but they don't hurt me. They hurt themselves. The prisons, the jails are full of African American, Haitian American, and Mexican American kids. When I go to the juvenile, it's full of minorities. And we're the lesser group. We're the lesser group. I say it's time that we raise our kids right. According to the ways of God, not according to Mexican heritage or culture. I don't want my sons, my kids to go to jail or go to prison. I told Quinn, I said, you got to make me a promise, and I'm done in 2 minutes, I promise. I said, you got to make me a promise. Look at me in the eye, son. Look at me. I said, I want to be there next year, senior night. Yeah, he's a good football player, but this isn't about football. I said, I want to be right next to you when you walk down that track on senior night. Because if I'm walking with you on senior night, that means you're almost there. That means you're almost there to graduate high school. Some promised me that we'll walk together. On senior night, your 12th grade year, I promise you that. See, if we don't, he won't hurt me. He'll break my heart, but he won't hurt me. But if they choose to not obey me or honor me, they hurt themselves. They break my heart, but in all essence, they hurt themselves. All of you in here, Mackenzie, Dutton, Haitian Sensation, Jocelyn, obey your parents in the Lord, man. Because at the end of the day, your friends won't be there for you. At the end of your day, only your mother and your father will be there. You're good friends. But my son was in jail. Only a couple of friends even inquired to see him. All his homeboys. That doesn't matter. I was there. Every other week I went to Miami to see my son. Why? Because he's mine. So I finish with these words. I feel him coming off me already. Every voice that's here, every person here, whoever hears this message through the internet, obey your parents. Mercedes, obey your dad. Your dad's a good man. Obey him. Remember, bring her up in the ways of God. Bring her up in the ways of God. Because in so doing, she'll live a long life and live well on this earth. Everything that you could ever want in life, Mercedes, is yours if you honor your mom and your dad. Same thing goes for me and my wife, and to Miss Sharon, and to Miss Barbara, to Mrs. Gay. I can't make my kid obey me. I can't make him honor me. But I can dang sure do my part as a parent to bring him up in the ways of God. At least if my kids fail, Miss Sharon, it won't be because daddy caused him to fall. Amen. Bow your heads with me, please. Thank you, Harry. Father, we bless you. I thank you, Jesus, for every young person here today, Lord. I just pray, Father, that they all listen today to the voice of the Holy Ghost, to judge themselves, Father, to judge their daily actions, Father, on how to live a good Christian life in you, Lord. We give you praise this evening, Father. We go home tonight, Father, but first we got to give you a little bit of worship and praise tonight. So if you want to, my friends, before we go home tonight, let's just give them a little bit of praise and worship tonight. Just give them praise tonight, man.